Turkey, those who cannot appreciate the food that is given to you, cannot appreciate our teaching in its true sense. When you listen to the teaching, our teaching, we should accept it. But if you have some prejudice, you cannot accept the teaching. So, do not have prejudice. Prejudice in its true sense means we should not have any discrimination with our food. So this is good taste for ourselves. The food you have now. Something will be quite strange or unfamiliar to us. We should appreciate the food you have on each meal.
Suzuki's lecture should begin, "It is necessary," and then "for us" follows. "It is necessary" is how it begins.
For us to think everything out, or else we find it pretty difficult to have firm conviction. In our understanding and practice, then originally, then is not some practice based on some particular intellectual teaching or understanding, but Buddhism is one of the religions of which is highly intellectualized. For us, especially for us who are very much intellectualized, even though each one of us is not so highly intellectualized. But what you read and what you hear is based on some highly intellectualized source. So what we talk about, what we read, is based on some intellectual deep understanding of our life and everything. So it is necessary for us to have some intellectual understanding of Buddhism. Before we read, Shobo Genzo. Intellectual understanding is necessary because his teaching is very, very intellectual. It is pretty hard for us to understand without any intellectual understanding. That is why I have to continue this kind of talk. Yesterday, I talked about Buddhist psychology of eight consciousness. What is five sense organs and sense data and sensation, and what is mind, and what is the mind, what is the faculty of the mind which makes us make many mistakes, and what is the innermost mind, which is universal to everyone. And this eighth consciousness is not just what we see or what we hear or what we understand. It is the innermost origin of every existence, physical and spiritual, subjective and objective. But I did not talk about the innermost origin of the existence, every existence. And next was the holy nature in ordinance. The holy nature is something which is always constant and eternal existence. which is completely different from usual existence, which we see, or which we hear, or which we think. It is a kind of thinking faculty based on our holy nature. This is the usual understanding of divine nature. And I talked about our function of mind in a different way. The most subtle, delicate function of mind. And more vivid function of mind. The subtle function of mind is there are three subtle functions of mind. First one is so-called slightest movement of the mind, which is called sometimes ignorance. When our mind makes slightest movement, at the same time we will have subjectivity or objectivity of the mind. Those are the subtle function of our mind. Usually we do not aware of those three functions. The more vivid function is to like or dislike. And we will have idea of continuity of mind. This mind will create the idea of self. I exist here. This is actually the continuity, the idea of continuity of mind. If the continuity of the mind takes place, we will be attached to what we see. This is the attachment, the third one of the latter six. The fourth one is terminological conceptions. We will put many labels on our ideas. This is Buddhism, this is Christianity, this is communism, this is capitalism. Those are labels. But those ideas those ideas, conceptions, supposed to be a pure conception, conceptions, but actually those conceptions is firmly rooted in continuity of mind or attachment. It is almost impossible to separate the terminological conception from attachment or continuity of mind, which is selfish mind, or faculty of the mind, dualistic faculty of mind, which is like or dislike, good or bad, right or wrong. So actually, we can talk about pure conception, but actually there is no pure conception. And furthermore, we will put those conceptions firmly rooted in selfish attachment, put into actual action. That is why we have suffering. We have confusion in our world. So the fifth one is karma, karmic action. The last one is suffering. Why we suffer is because our structure of the mind function is consists of those elements. This is another interpretation of our life. And today, I want to talk about this is I want to talk about causal effect, theory of cause and effect, or causation. The Buddhism is the most important teaching of Buddhism is the causation. This is very important. If you do something good, you will have good result, you know. This is this kind of idea or teaching is pretty important for us. But if you carelessly accept this teaching, your understanding will not be our understanding, because you know, this is the same. You will make same mistake as some heretics do. When you say, if you do something good, you will have a bad result. You know, it means, you know, you, the idea of you is here, you know. If you do something good, you will receive, you will receive some bad result. So what you do, that's what you do, and you yourself. And you is always constant. And what you do is different and not permanent. So here you have a permanency of the mind, idea of permanency of the mind, and idea of impermanency of the objective world. This is, for us, this is not right understanding. This is so-called Sen-Gedo's view of life. So, when you believe in, when you accept this teaching of causation, it is necessary for you to have deeper understanding of what is time and what is various existence and how everything exists in this world. Things, forms, you know, this world. In this world, I'm sorry, this is so. So bad. Not so interesting, but please listen to me. things forming one world by acting each other. You know, you are acting each other. It means, you know, you say you are things acting with each other, but if you carefully think, this acting with each other, things which is acting with each other, it means there is no more you or others. It's when you are acting with each other, you know. By acting with each other, acting on each other, you will lose your character. And others will lose their character too. You cannot retain same character when you acting with each other. This point is very important. You say when you do something good, result will be good. You know, when you do something good, it means acting with each other. You are acting on something else, and something else actually acting on yourself too. Then, what will happen to you? There's no more constant you, and there's no more constant others. Others may change, and you will change. This is the fundamental teaching of Buddhism. Everything changes moment after moment. Everything changes from formed to the forming, you know. Something formed is next moment, something formed will change into something forming. This is fundamental teaching of Buddhism. When you believe in the causality. You should not forget this point. Then you will have a perfect understanding of causality. And next point, which is very important for you in believing in causality, is the causality takes place on some particular line, moral good action will result moral good result. Material good will result material good result. If you save money, you will have a lot of money. But even though you save money, you cannot be wise. But sometimes you make this kind of mistake. If you offer $100 to church, what will happen to you? You will lose $100. And church will get $100. That is, material cause and effect. But the mentality or your spirit, who donate, that donate, $100, will result religious good. So this kind of understanding, a clear understanding, is very important. If you are not sure about this point, you will make many mistakes in believing in religion. You will mix up religion and some other way of life, religious life and order life. Religious life is religious life, and order life is order life. You should not mix that. But unfortunately, we mix up a religious life with something else. But as I shall tell you, religious life through and through will result various results in various fields. A Japanese philosopher condensed this kind of way of thinking in this way. Things forming one world by acting each other means that they are thought as part of one world, but things acting on each other in space means that things have no special character. When it comes to space, in exact sense of physics, forces are sought. In changes in space. When things acting each other, it means it is not no more each existence. It is replaced by force which changes. Which is changing always. This is, strict science, modern science will tell you this truth. Even atom is not material, it is force. It is energy, just energy. It has no weight or occupies no space. It is just force. But when things are thought as part of one whole, it means that when things are thought as part of one whole, when many things are supposed to be a part of one whole, it means that concept of acting each other is lost. When you definitely say, here is many things, it means that the concept of acting each other is lost. When you say, I am here, and you are there, definitely, the concept of relationship is lost. Concept of acting each other is lost. Second, the world becomes static. Three, reality is lost. It is not reality anymore. If you have a definite idea of each existence, there is no more reality. That is not real. Actually, everything is acting on each other. The world of reality is essentially a world of mutual determination of a single being. Mutual determination of single beings. Such world essentially moves from the formed to the forming. This philosopher is the most famous philosopher. Philosophers. philosopher in contemporary Japanese philosopher. Nishida. Do you know Nishida? Nishida. His name is Nishida. And he always sit in meditation and think and think and think. And sometimes he just practice skantada, just to sit in skantada. and created Ajahn's marvelous philosophy. And this, his philosophy, of course, accord with the Buddhist philosophy completely. Of course, he must have studied Shobo Genzo and other Buddhist philosophy. This kind of understanding is necessary. When you understand, when you try to understand what Dogen Zenji said, in Rinzai school, some always students work on koan. Those are actually koan for you. The purpose of koan is to work all koan out, work it out. It is not just to concentrate the part. It is not just for concentration. It is not just means of concentration. So, if you pass one koan, it means you have passed the rest of the koan. So it takes pretty long time to pass one koan. There is, you know, the enlightenment means many things. You know. I attained enlightenment, you may say, but enlightenment is perfect enlightenment. It's quite different. There's great difference in between kensho and perfect enlightenment. Just you see your true nature. When you understand something more, little bit more than your usual understanding, that is so-called kensho. You took a glance of your true nature. That's so this experience is the experience of experience in terms of consciousness. It is not intuition. You know what it is. You saw something. You experienced something. And you believe in something. You know. That is true. That is true experience. But the experience is just, you just experienced for a few moments. That is not perfect enlightenment. When you attain perfect enlightenment, after attaining enlightenment, you have work on it. For many years, or sometimes maybe rest of your life. This is how you study Buddhism. There is many words, interesting words. To put a head upon a head. To put head upon a head. Mistake over mistakes. Ivy and bay over ivy and bay. To put a head upon a head. What do you think it means? It is a kind of riddle. To put head upon a head. You try to understand something. It means you are trying to put one more head upon your head. There's no need for you to study anything because you exist in the way you should exist. Always. But you forget all about your head. So the moment you see some good head, oh, that is my head. And you try to put some good, beautiful head upon your head. But that is not possible. The way is to find out your head is our way. The intellectual understanding of Buddhism is to put a head over upon your head. But this kind of teaching we study is not to put a head upon a head. It looks like intellectual understanding, but if you study those teachings, you will find out how useless it is to put a head upon your head. But for the people who do not realize that you have your own head, always it is necessary to tell them you have your head. This is, why we study those teachings of Shobo Gendo. And Dogen Zenji disgusted with the people full path in any head, not only one head, not only one head, but also many and many heads, fame, profit, name, and ranks, and popularity, health, wealth. They want many heads. So he was disgusted with people. So he told them, you have this kind of head. You are trying to have this kind of head and another kind of head. But it is useless. The best way is to find your head, own head, which you have. This is why Dogen Zenji left Shobokin for us. But the people who is so busy in finding their many heads, it is almost impossible to find out their own head. So he thought it may be better not to try too hard to tell them you have your own head, because they are too busy. So someday someone will understand my teaching, and someone will find his own head. But this is not the appropriate time for people to find out their own head. If you study Japanese history, what kind of life Japanese people had at that time? So I want you to just to understand. My talk is just to make you realize how useless it is. To devote yourself in material life, just material life, or to devote yourself to strive to build up some big ego. This is quite useless for us. When we find out what we have within ourselves, all the rest of the treasure is ours. Mistake over mistakes. Mistakes means to means that we are always making mistakes, and we are striving for, we are developing our mistakes without knowing what we are doing. Ivy and bay, this is also to pile up various useless understanding of religion. But he used those words in the opposite sense. Where he used this word, for instance, to put a head upon a head, means to use one head in various ways. Although you don't put head upon the head, but you use your head in various ways. If you realize what is your head, you can use it as if you have many heads. So, to put a head upon a head for him means to use your original head. Mistake over mistakes is to express true way in various ways. Why we call it mistake is because we do not attach to something which you do. Tentatively, it is right. But next moment, it may be a mistake. So, after you did it, oh, that was my mistake, excuse me. I'll do it better next time. And you may say, oh, that was a mistake too. This time I'll make it right. So this is the way we should be. We should do. Mistake over mistake is right. Right thing after right thing is wrong. You are forcing something to others. This is right. You should obey obey. This is not completely true, right? Tentatively, excuse me, I want you to, I have a favor to ask you. Please help me. That is all. But it should not be complete anyway. When you say this is right, that is wrong. So he says mistake over mistakes. This is right. Ivy and bay. This is how we help, how we act on each other. It is not so simple. We should be prepared for the hard work we will have. We should not we should be always prepared for. We should have a firm conviction to work it out. But the way should be little by little, step by step. If you want to do it with hasty mind, you cannot do anything. So, to pile up ivy over ivy is the right way. Right observation. But usually, we prefer easy way, simple way. But that is, it means you are not sincere enough. So we should be always prepared for those facts, ultimate facts. Whatever you say, this is true. So, Dogen Zenji always use this stop word in opposite way. So he says, you should pile up ivy over ivy. When usually people say, don't pile up ivy over ivy. When people say, do things correctly, Dogen Zenji says, you should do a mistake over a mistake. That is right. You should to put a head over upon a head means to turn one's own face to his own core. This is maybe, in English it is quite different, but in Japanese both ways is possible. To turn your face, your own core. Not to do like this. This is, it means to have two or three or more heads. Sometimes you cry, sometimes you smile. This is, should be the way. You should not attach to some holy expression. This is not right. This kind of preparation is necessary. When you try to understand what Dogen Zenji said in the Fascicle of Sokushin Zebutsu. Sokushin Zebutsu is Buddha mind itself is Buddha. This is maybe rather hard. This is maybe a pretty unfamiliar way of thinking, but we have too much concrete idea. So our mind does not work properly. So it is necessary to cut off the concrete idea when you want to study, when you work out, or when you think out. But proper way of practice is just to practice, and teaching is next. Practice is first, teaching is next. Instruction or lecture is last. But some accommodations may be necessary. I have to accommodate in one way, a little bit, as Dogen Zenji did. But his way of accommodation is quite strict. So we have to be prepared for his strict understanding of things. Let's start. It is 2:05, but scheduled. One says zazen from 2:00. But we will have 5 minutes left.